Well, photographer Richie Perez was in the perfect place at the right time when he captured photos of Carl the Cat midair, springing over, well, it was a waterfall that poured out of a recently broken water main in downtown St. John's. This was last weekend. I'm sure you've seen the pictures of this sort of a Russian blue cat. He's all gray. He's just really limber, a limber house cat. And since then, he's become something of a pop culture icon within the city, even announcing his intentions to run for council in the ongoing Ward 2 by-election. Now, Richie Perez is making some moves to use Carl's celebrity for a charitable fundraiser. I caught up with him to chat about the city's new favorite cat.
I was actually in my area out here in Portugal Cove taking pictures, and I saw someone post the sinkhole that happened just there by on King's Road, and I darted over there because, you know, someone who likes taking pictures always likes to find that unusual thing that's happening around town. So I flocked to it and saw what was going on, and there was all these people there all like assessing it, all the crew workers, and just went down a road and just followed the water down the stream down towards Duckworth Street. And here's this cat that was just along with other people that were standing outside by the water trying to figure out what's going on. And this cat was jumping over the river following a gentleman that was jumping over the river or the stream as well. That took my eye. I went up and started taking pictures.
And you captured the decisive moment. I mean, there's Carl the Cat mid-sprint in the air, suspended.
Oh, he looked like he was doing it all morning because he was doing it over and over again. And the crowd down there was like, oh, yeah, that's Carl. He's the neighborhood cat. And they were like, oh, watch this. He jumps that all the time. And he would follow the gentleman jumping over the stream. And I had to get pictures of it. It was so cool.
Amazing. And like everybody fell for this cat. So in the limelight of that, you jumped on board with your skills and you know, you posted Carl the Cat for Ward 2 because we are in the middle of a by-election for that area. And you know, it's been growing. Every time I go on social media, I see another little tag, Carl the Cat for Ward 2. So with that in mind, you started making some merchandise. Is that right?
Oh yeah, it was a little joke to do. I just started to make some digital. Someone mentioned about Carl running for Ward 2, and I was like, hey, that's a great idea. So I just kind of jokingly created these ad campaigns for him, and it just blew up from there. And there was a Zoom meeting that happened, and I screen captured the talk that was going on and photoshopped Carl in part of the action. So yeah, and now there's talks. I think we've released we just announced just posted there that shirts of Carl will be up for sale.
Yeah, so where can people get them? And I know that this is part of a fundraiser too.
Yes, yeah, we decided, I guess, like for the amount of exposure it's getting, to kind of help one of the local animal care and adoption centers here with trying to get these shirts out there to sell. We'd probably help to get portions of the proceeds to go towards Heavenly Creatures. So I posted it on my social media, so you'll be able to track that down there.
All right, searching Richie Perez on social media. You definitely have a presence yourself. Richie, how does it feel to, you know, just have this moment of levity in a serious situation just, you know, bring you through, and now you're a part of a fundraising effort? What's it feel like?
Oh, it's really unbelievable because from what happened when it first started on Monday to this, I'm just like, I can't believe this is happening. But it's so funny at the same time that I want to keep it going because people are just consuming it. They're like getting a lot of posts and feedback saying like, this is amazing. This is the best thing of 2020. And it is. I find for myself, it's just something to keep our minds off the like all the crap that's happening on this year.
Oh, I'm all for any reason to smile. Trust me.
Yeah. So I hope Carl gets an award for the year-end review, like in December 31st or so. I hope he appears on there.
The VOCM News Story of the Year.
Yeah.
Oh, Carl.
We just posted the shirt. I don't know. I'm kind of speechless of what is happening. So I'm just doing my thing here. And, yeah, like, vote for Carl.